This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, January 26, 2010. What a wonderful world! The scripture is Psalm 104, verses 11 and 12. The wild donkeys quench their thirst, the birds of the sky nest by the waters. In the early 300s, Pachomius founded a monastery system that grew to include many thousands of monks. He observed that the place in the monastery that is closest to God is not the church, but the garden. There the monks are the happiest. In the 1400s, Thomas A. Kempis wrote, "If your heart were right, then every created thing would be a mirror of life and a book of sacred doctrine. There is no creature so small and worthless that does not show forth the goodness of God." In the 1500s, John Calvin urged believers to heed a universal rule and not to pass over with ungrateful inattention or oblivion those glorious perfections which God manifests in His creatures. In the 1800s, Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky wrote, "Love all God's creation, the whole and every grain of sand in it. Love every leaf, every ray of God's light. If you love everything, you will perceive the divine mystery in things." When the farmer delights in a freshly mowed field, when a pilot glories in the sky's expansive view, when a chef grows giddy tasting creme brulee, it can be a prayer echoing Psalm 104. God sustains lions and goats and wild donkeys and birds. How much more does He care for us?
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.